My shoes are in the garden. My shoes are in the garden facing the white hyacinths, but I am not there. I might be under the tousled covers in the bedroom at the end of the hall on the left, waking to see the girl I was at 17 sitting at the end of the bed. Or I might be in the portico having my morning coffee with my dog, who will eventually turn, look at me, and say, "I have loved you. You have been a good friend." My shoes are in the garden, but I am not there. I might be at my desk in the studio writing to you, telling you that I am uncertain. I have never known. I could be walking down the driveway because it is shady, avoiding the splotches of sunlight. It is very hot. If I am in my car, I am driving on a road I do not know. I choose that. If I am meeting you, I will not be late. I have done that, and I feel the weight of making you sit alone in a place not of your choosing. If I am speaking to my daughter, I will tell her the things that she does not know about me. Things I want her to know in that vast scape of time when I will not be. My shoes are in the garden facing the white hyacinths, but I am not there.